Scotty Jamieson from the Wanderers. Do you talk like that at all on the field, just as Jared Hayne did when he was playing for the 49ers earlier this week?
No, boys. That's I can't say I do.
Had you heard that news last night?
You should.
Oh, no, I haven't actually tuned into what he actually said.
Oh, well, he didn't say much. It was just the way he was saying everything. Very funny. Scott, it's underway tomorrow night for you guys. You'll get it underway, and we're looking forward to it, and we're looking forward to a stronger performance in the A-League overall from the Wanderers this year.
Yeah, definitely, mate. It's been a long off-season, and we've been sitting closely watching every other sport go at it, rugby league and AFL, and now it's our time. And with the long off-season, like I said, we're champing at the bit to get at it and try and be successful this season, because of the tough season we had last year.
In January this year, you signed a 3-year contract extension with the Perth Glory. Did you ever think in a million years you'd be back in the west of Sydney playing for the Wanderers heading into this A-League season?
I genuinely thought I'd probably come back to the Wanderers at some point, being a local boy and I guess, wanting to come back and play for this club. I look back and think, January, a 3-year deal, and then, you fast forward to kind of June and then you're out of the club. Sport and clubs have different stories and different tales, and things happen for a reason. But it's kind of happened a lot quicker than I thought it would have, and I haven't looked back. I'm really enjoying being part of this club.
Scott, Popper is a good coach. We know that. He's a serious campaigner. What's his messages at the moment?
Haven't worked with him for a good 10 weeks now. I definitely do agree with that. He is a very good coach. And to be honest with you, his message is pretty simple. Just sticking to the basics and little details and trying to carry them out. I was looking closely at the AFL and the Hawthorn and their messages, and I can kind of relate to a few things that, maybe Alistair Clarkson was trying to tell his players and stuff that the boss here, Popper, tells us. So I definitely see something that this coach is pretty special, and hopefully as players we can take his messages that he gives us and put it out on the pitch.
I find Popper to be a really interesting character in Australian sport, given what he did with the Wanderers when they first started. He had to build a club, and now he has to rebuild a club, or in terms of what happened in the last year. I liked a story where you were quoted last week, Scott, where you said, when it came to him luring you to Western Sydney, he sat down and gave you a few home truths and told you where to improve your game, which isn't probably the way to lure a player to a club. But is that something that you found refreshing?
No, I'll tell you what, you've done your research. I'm very, very, very impressed.
It's what we do on here, Scotty. No.
I'll give it away. I'm doing a big story on him for the Herald tomorrow, so I did stumble across it last week.
Don't give that up.
There you go. No, back to your question. No, look, I came out and said that because, when a coach does tell you how good you are and how good you've done, I guess, players like to hear that. I'm 26 now and, went into a meeting with my eyes wide open and came out of it just thinking, I want to play for this coach due to the fact that he was telling me the truth of where he thought I was lacking in my game. And for me, that's important because I want to become a better player. And, the message that he gave to me is that, he sees so much in me that can get better. So that means, for me straight away that I'd want to learn and play under this man. So it was really good. It was a really good meeting. He paid for the coffees, which always helps. So it was a very good meeting.
Yeah, and it wasn't over elaborate. I don't think the launch yesterday, but it was impressive. And that just adds to the excitement of everything.
Yeah, look, as players, we're really excited. I'm not too sure, the outside kind of verdict on the A-League, how people are taking to it. The big names aren't there, but I'd like to think the quality of imports that each club are bringing in, might not be the big household names that we've had in the past, but, these players are coming from, the elite leagues of Spain and Holland and coming in their prime. So I'd like to think, the standard of the football that will be on show this year will just be as high as any other. And hopefully, the league can you know, it's had a bit of bad publicity over the last few months, I guess, with a few stories here and there. But, you know, once we get the ball playing, I genuinely believe that we'll have a big, strong league.
Yeah, I sort of can't believe how much people within football have been talking down the A-League this year. Like, the competition's really just grown from strength to strength. It's all had its issues with clubs being unfinancial. That's been happening in rugby league for 100 years. Like, it's hardly... Well, it's hardly, it adds to the theatre.
I mean, that is the thing. I mean, our short history, I think we're 10, 11 years into the A-League now, and, you know, we've come so far and you know, we've made such great strides in such a short amount of time, whereas, you know, we try to compare ourselves to, say, something like the MLS, where, you know, they've got a short history too, but, you know, they're obviously spending a lot more money, and we maybe are a bit too harsh on ourselves. But in the sporting landscape here, you know, you always have rugby league, AFL, and I'd like to think ourselves, football, are definitely chasing those two and trying to make greatest trades in the landscape here.
Mm, and final one, mate. I love this Sydney derby that's been created very quickly. There's a lot of passion now between the Wanderers and Sydney FC.
Yeah, it's fantastic. Having been an observer of it and not played in one yet, you know, so talking as a fan there, it was always great to see the atmosphere played and the intensity of each and every game. Now being a player in it, I can't wait. You know, it's something that's always in the back of your mind when looking at the fixture calendar list, that, you know, when do you play the rivals? So for me, it'll be a great experience having, you know, family and friends, close ones, be it, you know, from my side of the fence, that, you know, I get to play in a game that's, you know, built as one of the biggest sporting games in terms of, you know, just a general fixture list, is really special.
Before Sydney FC, you've got Brisbane Roar in the season opener at Pirtek tomorrow night. The Wanderers, $2.25. The Roar, $2.90. Scott Jamieson, good luck tomorrow night, and thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much, boys. I appreciate it.